Dear Mr. Levitt, first of all, I'm really sorry I wrote over 200 pages for my summer journal. It probably sounds crazy to apologize for doing more work than the teacher asked for, but I doubt any seventh grade English teacher, even a seriously dedicated one, and I'm sure you are, otherwise you wouldn't be reading all these journals, asked for this. I never meant to write a book-length summer report, I promise. I mean, I do eventually want to write a book, and was actually planning to start a novel this summer, about mermaids or selkies. I haven't really figured out the story yet. But I barely wrote one chapter. Instead, I kept writing this. I thought I'd need to use a giant font and make stuff up just to fill the 5-page journal requirement. After all, my ideal summer would have been to hang out with my best friends, M and V, or Sanvi, if you want to be official, perfecting and finalizing our reinvention project before middle school. More on that later. We would have pretty much lived on the beach, M and me learning to surf. V is totally petrified of sharks and refuses to consider getting on a surfboard. I blame that documentary on the Discovery Channel, where they showed videos taken underwater of surfers and said that, to hungry sharks, the surfers look like sea turtles or seals. Then we would have practiced the new languages we were going to learn. I chose Latin, because I thought it was cool to speak something no one could understand. M chose Mandarin, so she could figure out what her dad's business actually does. And V chose Italian, because she wants to move to Milan. And that was just the beginning. Our plans were amazing. So, again, I am seriously sorry. The whole summer got completely out of hand, and our pre-middle school reinvention project, well, let's just say it didn't go exactly as I had hoped. Instead of spending the summer with my friends, I wound up on a cross-country train trip for a month and wrote around a zillion pages in my journal, mostly in self-defense. I needed some way to escape the endless family togetherness because, really, gorgeous views don't exactly make my family less weird and annoying. Did that just make me sound like Veruca Salt? You know, the horrible spoiled brat in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? The one who says, "Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa!" and ultimately gets attacked by squirrels? I swear, I'm not a Veruca Salt kid, and it would be particularly pointless to yell for my dad since he lives in Alaska. More on this later, too. I'm usually the one who gives my little sister the last marshmallow at the campfire, even if I haven't had one yet. And I always take the bad seat at the movies. And when we visit my great-grandma in the nursing home, I let her hold my hand for 15 minutes, even when she's clearly forgotten that she's holding it and I need to go pee. In all honesty, the trip is impossible to describe, even in all these pages. It went from cool to frustrating to amazing to horrible and back again. But I was not thrilled about it at the beginning. It wasn't just that I would miss my friends. It's a lot more complicated than that. Ugh, I wrote this introduction so that my journal would make sense, but I'm not sure it's working. Let me start at the beginning. My name is Sarah Johnston Fisher, though for a while I was trying to get people to call me Ray, because it sounds more interesting than Sarah. This was part of the reinvention project, but I gave up, because no one really remembered. Instead, I get this. From Mom and Mimi, also known as Carol and Miranda, also known as my parents. Yes, I have two moms. More on that later, too. Sarah, Sarah Bear, or Sarah Sweet. I can't even. From Ladybug, my younger sister, real name Lee, but she rarely answers to it. Say Say, or Woofy Dog. She wants everyone to play animal games, and once, I made the mistake of joining her insanity and pretending to be a dog. No good deed goes unpunished, as she now calls me Woofy Dog, loudly, in public. From Laurel, my oldest sister, Say Say, or So-So, because I call her Lolo, or Ray, occasionally. She at least tried. But since she's almost 20 and deeply committed to saving the planet, she has other things on her mind, and usually forgets. Laurel's home for the summer, with Root. More on him in a minute, too. Earlier this summer, everyone was away traveling, but my friends and I were all supposed to spend August at home, right here in Shipton, Massachusetts, home of awesome beaches and some really boring historic houses. And this year, with the end of elementary school and the start of middle school, we decided to make August the Reinvention Project Month. It's not like we wanted to be totally different people, just new and improved.